Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. Alex here, and boy, do I have a juicy topic for you today. We're diving into the world of nutrition for immunity. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, I barely have time to eat, let alone boost my immune system. But stick with me, because I promise by the end of this, you'll be armed with some super simple yet powerful ways to give your body's defense system a high five. Let's start with a little food for thought, pun absolutely intended. Did you know that your kitchen might just be hiding some superhero ingredients? I'm talking about those colorful fruits and veggies that are practically begging to join your plate. Citrus fruits, for instance, are like little vitamin C bombs. And let me tell you, vitamin C is like the superhero cape for your white blood cells. But wait, there's more. Berries aren't just delicious. They're packed with these awesome things called flavonoids. Think of them as your body's personal bouncers, keeping those pesky respiratory illnesses at bay. And don't even get me started on leafy greens. Spinach, kale, you name it, they're like nature's multivitamin. Now, I know some of you might be wrinkling your noses at the thought of all these veggies, but here's a fun little hack I use. I throw a handful of spinach into my morning smoothie. You can't even taste it, but your immune system will be doing a happy dance. Oh, and let's not forget about our gut health. It turns out a happy gut means a happy immune system. So, how about adding some yogurt to that smoothie? Or if you're feeling adventurous, try some kefir or kimchi. Your taste buds might do a double take at first, but trust me, your body will thank you. Remember, folks, it's not about overhauling your entire diet overnight. It's about making small, sustainable changes. Maybe swap out that afternoon candy bar for a juicy orange, or add a side salad to your dinner. Every little bit counts when it comes to nurturing your immune system. So next time you're at the grocery store, think of it as a treasure hunt for your immune system. Fill that cart with a rainbow of fruits and veggies, and don't forget to swing by the yogurt aisle. Your body's defense team will be cheering you on. And hey, if you want to dive deeper into the world of nutrition and immunity, why not check out our blog over at nutritionally.com? We've got a whole buffet of articles waiting for you. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that every bite is an opportunity to boost your health. Keep it colorful, keep it delicious, and keep that immune system smiling. All right, folks, let's get moving. We're shifting gears from what's on your plate to what's on your workout schedule. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, I barely have time to breathe, let alone exercise. But hear me out, because this might just be the game changer your immune system's been waiting for. Here's the scoop. Regular exercise isn't just about looking good in your favorite jeans or crushing your personal best. It's like a secret handshake with your immune system. When you get your body moving, you're actually giving those immune cells a little pep talk, encouraging them to circulate more efficiently. It's like sending your internal defense team on a more effective patrol. But here's the kicker. You don't need to train for a marathon or become a gym rat to reap these benefits. In fact, overdoing it can actually backfire. Remember, we're aiming for the Goldilocks zone here. Not too little, not too much, but just right. So what does just right look like? Well, imagine taking a brisk walk around your neighborhood for about 30 minutes, maybe 4 or 5 times a week. Or how about a quick jog, a bike ride, or even a dance party in your living room? The key is to get your heart rate up and keep it there for a bit. It's like giving your immune system a little caffeine boost, waking it up and getting it ready for action. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I don't have 30 minutes to spare. I hear you, I really do. But here's a little trick I use. I break it up. Maybe a 10-minute walk in the morning, a quick stair climb at lunch, and a short yoga session before bed. It all adds up. And here's a fun fact that might motivate you. Regular moderate exercise has been shown to reduce the risk of upper respiratory tract infections. That's right. Your daily jog could be your secret weapon against those pesky colds. Remember, the goal isn't to become an Olympic athlete overnight. It's about making movement a regular part of your day. Maybe park a little further from the office, take the stairs instead of the elevator, or do some squats while you're waiting for your coffee to brew. Every little bit counts. So, next time you're feeling run down or worried about catching that bug that's going around the office, Lace up those sneakers and get moving. Your immune system will be cheering you on from the sidelines. And hey, if you're looking for some fun, easy workout ideas that you can do at home, why not swing by our website at nutritionally.com? We've got a whole section dedicated to simple exercises that can boost your immunity. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that when it comes to your immune system, a little movement goes a long way. Keep moving, keep grooving, and keep that immune system strong. All right, sleep enthusiasts, or should I say future sleep enthusiasts, because after this, you'll be racing to hit the hay. We're diving into the wonderful world of quality sleep, and trust me, it's more exciting than it sounds. Now I know what you're thinking. Alex, I've got a million things to do. Sleep is for the weak. But hold on to your pillows, folks, because I'm about to blow your mind. Sleep isn't just a luxury, it's your immune system's secret weapon. Picture this, while you're off in dreamland, your body is like a factory working the night shift. It's busy producing these awesome little proteins called cytokines. Think of cytokines as your body's personal army, fighting off infections and inflammation. The more quality sleep you get, the stronger your cytokine army becomes. But here's the million-dollar question. How much sleep do we need? The magic number is 7 to 9 hours. I know, easier said than done, right? But before you roll your eyes and reach for that fourth cup of coffee, hear me out. Getting enough sleep isn't just about logging hours. It's about quality, too. Ever had one of those nights where you toss and turn and wake up feeling like you've been hit by a truck? Yeah, that's not doing your immune system any favors. So, how do we upgrade our sleep game? Well, I've got a few tricks up my pajama sleeve. First off, try to stick to a consistent sleep schedule. Your body loves routine. It's like setting your internal clock to immune-boosting mode. Next, create a bedtime ritual. Maybe it's a warm bath, some light stretching, or curling up with a good book. The key is to signal to your body that it's time to wind down. And here's a personal favorite of mine. I use a sleep meditation app, 10 minutes of guided relaxation, and I'm out like a light. Now let's talk about the elephant in the bedroom, screens. I know it's tempting to scroll through social media or binge watch your favorite show right before bed, but that blue light from your devices, it's like kryptonite for your sleep cycle. Try to put the screens away at least an hour before bedtime. Your immune system will thank you. Oh, and here's a fun fact that might make you smile. Laughing and having fun during the day can actually improve your sleep at night. So, go ahead and watch that funny cat video. It's for your health. Remember, getting enough quality sleep isn't just about feeling refreshed in the morning. It's about giving your immune system the support it needs to keep you healthy. So next time you're tempted to pull an all-nighter, think about those hardworking cytokines. They're counting on you. And hey, if you're looking for more tips on how to optimize your sleep for better immunity, why not check out our blog at nutritionally.com? We've got a whole section dedicated to the science of sleep and immunity. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that when it comes to boosting your immune system, sometimes the best thing you can do is absolutely nothing. Sweet dreams, everyone. All right, let's take a deep breath together and dive into a topic that's probably on everyone's mind these days, stress management. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, are you about to tell me to just relax? Because that's easier said than done. Trust me, I hear you. But stick with me, because managing stress isn't just about feeling zen. It's a crucial part of keeping your immune system in fighting shape. Here's the deal. When we're stressed, our body goes into fight or flight mode. It's like we're cavemen facing a saber-toothed tiger, even if we're just stressing over a work deadline or a busy schedule. And while this response is great for escaping prehistoric predators, it's not so great for our modern-day immune system. You see, chronic stress is like kryptonite for our immunity. It actually decreases the production of these super important cells called lymphocytes. Think of lymphocytes as your body's personal bodyguards. When stress reduces their numbers, it's like sending your immune system into battle with half its army missing. But don't panic. That would be counterproductive, right? The good news is that there are tons of ways to manage stress that don't involve moving to a deserted island. Although, if that's an option for you, can I come? Let's start with something simple: deep breathing. I know, it sounds cliche, but hear me out. The next time you're feeling overwhelmed, try this. Breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 4, then exhale for 4. It's like hitting the reset button for your nervous system. I use this trick all the time, even in the middle of a busy grocery store. Now let's talk about exercise. Remember how we chatted about that earlier? Well, it's not just good for your physical health, it's a stress-busting superhero too. When you exercise, your body releases these feel-good chemicals called endorphins. It's like nature's stress relief in a bottle, except the bottle is your own body. Oh, and here's one of my personal favorites, laughter. Yes, you heard that right. Laughter isn't just the best medicine, it's also a fantastic stress reliever. So go ahead, watch that funny cat video, call that friend who always makes you giggle, or try laughter yoga. Yes, that's a real thing, and it's as hilarious and stress-relieving as it sounds. For those of you who prefer something a bit more zen, why not give meditation or yoga a try? You don't need to be a flexible guru or sit in lotus position for hours. Even just 5 minutes of mindfulness a day can make a big difference. There are tons of great apps out there that can guide you through quick meditation sessions. It's like a mini vacation for your mind. Remember, stress management isn't about eliminating stress entirely. That's just not realistic in our busy lives. It's about finding healthy ways to cope with it. Think of it as building up your stress immunity along with your physical immunity. So the next time you're feeling overwhelmed, take a moment, breathe deeply, go for a quick walk, have a good laugh, or try a mini meditation. Your immune system will be doing a happy dance. And hey, if you're looking for more stress-busting tips that can boost your immunity, why not check out our blog at nutritionally.com? We've got a whole treasure trove of articles on stress management techniques. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that when it comes to stress and your immune system, a little relief goes a long way. Stay calm, stay healthy, and keep that immune system smiling. All right, health champions, let's dive into a topic that's sure to make a splash: hydration and weight management. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, are you really about to make drinking water sound exciting? Well, buckle up, because I'm about to turn H2O into H2WO. First things first, let's talk about hydration. Water isn't just the stuff that comes out of your tap. It's the unsung hero of your immune system. Think of it as the superhighway that your immune cells travel on. When you're well hydrated, it's like giving those cells a clear, traffic-free road to zoom around your body, fighting off invaders left and right. But here's the kicker. A lot of us are walking around in a state of mild dehydration without even realizing it. That afternoon slump you feel? It might not be a need for coffee, but your body crying out for water. So how much should you be drinking? Well, the old 8 glasses a day rule is a good starting point, but listen to your body. If you're thirsty, drink up. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but Alex, water is so boring. I hear you, and I've got a trick for that. Try infusing your water with some fresh fruit or herbs. A slice of lemon, a few berries, or a sprig of mint can turn your water into a fancy spa beverage. It's like a party for your taste buds and your immune system. All right, let's shift gears and talk about weight management. Now, before you groan and reach for the cookie jar, hear me out. Maintaining a healthy weight isn't about fitting into those jeans from college, although that's a nice bonus. It's about creating the optimal environment for your immune system to thrive. You see, excess weight, especially around the midsection, can lead to chronic, low-grade inflammation in the body. It's like your immune system is constantly on high alert, dealing with this internal stress. And when a real threat comes along, well, it might be too tired to put up a good fight. But don't worry, I'm not here to tell you to go on some crazy diet. Remember how we talked about balanced nutrition and regular exercise earlier? Well, surprise. Those are the keys to healthy weight management, too. It's like hitting 2 birds with 1 stone, or should I say, 2 health goals with 1 lifestyle change. Here's a fun little trick I use. I try to make half my plate vegetables at each meal. Not only does this help with weight management, but it also floods my body with immune-boosting nutrients. It's like rolling out the red carpet for your immune system. And here's something that might blow your mind. Staying hydrated can actually help with weight management, too. Sometimes when we think we're hungry, we're actually just thirsty. So next time you feel a snack attack coming on, try having a glass of water first. You might just find that craving disappears. Remember, it's not about drastic changes or quick fixes. It's about creating sustainable habits that support both your immune system and your overall health. Small changes, like choosing water over sugary drinks or adding an extra serving of veggies to your meals, can add up to big results over time. So here's your challenge. Try to drink an extra glass of water today and add an extra serving of veggies to your next meal. Your immune system will be doing a happy dance. And hey, if you're looking for more tips on hydration and weight management for immune health, why not check out our blog at nutritionally.com? We've got a whole section dedicated to these topics. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that when it comes to your immune system, a little hydration and a balanced weight can go a long way. Stay hydrated, stay balanced, and keep that immune system thriving. All right, folks, it's time to roll up our sleeves and talk about a topic that's been on everyone's mind lately, vaccinations. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, Alex, isn't this a bit controversial? But stick with me, because we're about to explore how these little shots can be a big boost for your immune system. First things first, let's break down what a vaccine actually does. Think of it as a training program for your immune system. It's like sending your body's defense team to boot camp, teaching it how to recognize and fight off specific invaders. Pretty cool, right? Now, I know there's a lot of information out there about vaccines, and it can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing. Staying up to date on recommended vaccinations is one of the most effective ways to give your immune system a leg up. It's like arming your body with a cheat sheet for fighting off certain diseases. Let's talk about the flu shot for a moment. I know. Some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I never get the flu. And that's great if you've been lucky so far. But here's the thing. Getting your annual flu shot isn't just about protecting yourself. It's about protecting those around you who might be more vulnerable, like young children or older adults. It's like being a health superhero for your community. And of course, we can't talk about vaccinations without mentioning the elephant in the room, COVID-19. The COVID vaccine and boosters have been game changers in our fight against this pandemic. They're like giving your immune system a crash course in COVID defense. Now, I get it. The idea of getting a shot might not be your idea of a fun afternoon, but let me tell you a little secret. I used to be terrified of needles, but you know what helped me? I started thinking of each vaccination as a high five for my immune system. It's a quick moment of discomfort for potentially years of protection. Not a bad trade-off, right? Here's something else to consider. Vaccines don't just protect you from getting sick. They can also help reduce the severity of symptoms if you do happen to catch something. It's like giving your immune system a head start in the race against illness. Remember, though, vaccines aren't a replacement for all the other awesome immune-boosting habits we've been talking about. They're more like the cherry on top of your health sundae. You still need the foundation of good nutrition, regular exercise, quality sleep, and stress management. So here's your challenge. Take a moment to check if you're up to date on your recommended vaccinations. If you're not sure, don't worry. Your healthcare provider can help you figure out what you might need. It's like giving your immune system a little tune-up. And hey, if you want to learn more about how vaccinations work with your immune system, why not check out our blog at nutritionally.com? We've got some great articles that break down the science in easy-to-understand terms. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that when it comes to your immune system, a little prevention goes a long way. Stay informed, stay protected, and keep that immune system ready for action. All right, health heroes, it's time to talk about the elephant in the room, those pesky unhealthy habits that we all know we should avoid, but sometimes struggle to kick. Now, don't worry, I'm not here to wag my finger at you. We're all human after all. But let's chat about how some of these habits might be giving your immune system a run for its money. First up on our not-so-great-for-immunity list is smoking. I know, you've heard it a million times before, but here's the thing. Smoking isn't just bad for your lungs, it's like kryptonite for your entire immune system. It's as if you're asking your body's defense team to fight with one hand tied behind its back. Not exactly a fair fight, right? Now, if you're a smoker, I get it. Quitting is tough, but here's a little nugget of hope for you. Your immune system starts to bounce back pretty quickly once you quit. It's like your body breathes a sigh of relief, pun absolutely intended, and gets back to its fighting fit self. Next up, let's talk about our old friend alcohol. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a teetotaler, but moderation is key here. Think of alcohol like that friend who's fun in small doses, but can really throw a wrench in your plans if they overstay their welcome. A glass of wine with dinner? Probably fine. A whole bottle? Your immune system might have a few choice words for you the next day. Here's a fun fact. Excessive alcohol can actually make it harder for your body to fight off infections. It's like trying to play defense in a sports game while wearing beer goggles. Not exactly a winning strategy, right? So what's the magic number when it comes to alcohol? Well, if you do choose to drink, try to keep it to one drink a day for women and up to two for men. And no, unfortunately, you can't save them all up for the weekend. Now, let's talk about a habit that's a little less obvious, but can still pack a punch to your immune system. Chronic stress. Yes, we touched on stress management earlier, but it's worth mentioning again, because chronic stress is like a sneaky saboteur for your immunity. When you're constantly stressed, your body produces a hormone called cortisol. A little cortisol is fine, but too much for too long can suppress your immune system. It's like your body is so busy dealing with stress that it forgets to keep its defenses up. So what can you do? Well, remember those stress-busting techniques we talked about earlier? Deep breathing, exercise, laughter. They're not just good for your mental health, they're also boosting your immune system. It's like hitting two birds with one stone. Here's a challenge for you. Try to identify one unhealthy habit you'd like to work on. Maybe it's cutting back on that extra glass of wine, finally quitting smoking, or finding a way to manage your stress better. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Every small step you take is a win for your immune system. And hey, if you're looking for more tips on how to break unhealthy habits and boost your immunity, why not swing by our website at nutritionally.com? We've got a whole section dedicated to lifestyle changes that can supercharge your immune system. Until next time, this is Alex reminding you that when it comes to your immune system, sometimes the best offense is a good defense. Stay healthy, stay happy, and keep those unhealthy habits in check. All right, health enthusiasts, we've made it to our final stop on this immune-boosting journey. Let's talk supplements and professional advice. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Finally, Alex is going to tell us about that magic pill that'll solve all our health problems. Well, not so fast, my friends. The world of supplements is more like a complex puzzle than a simple solution. First things first, let's address the elephant in the room. Supplements are not a replacement for a healthy diet. I know. It would be so convenient if we could just pop a pill and call it a day. But our bodies are incredibly complex machines, and they prefer getting nutrients from whole foods. It's like the difference between getting a handwritten letter from a friend versus a generic email. Both might contain the same information, but one just feels more complete. That being said, supplements can play a role in supporting your immune system, especially if you have specific deficiencies. Think of them as the sidekick to your healthy lifestyle, not the superhero. For instance, if you're not getting enough vitamin D from sunlight, hello, office workers and night owls, a supplement might be beneficial. Or if you're a vegetarian struggling to get enough B12, supplementation could be your friend. But here's the kicker, and I can't stress this enough, not all supplements are created equal. The supplement industry is like the Wild West of the health world. There's a lot of great stuff out there, but also a fair share of snake oil. So how do you navigate this terrain? Well, that's where our next topic comes in. Professional advice. Before you start popping supplements like they're candy, please don't do that, by the way, it's crucial to consult with a healthcare provider. They can help you determine if you actually need supplements, and if so, which ones and in what doses. It's like having a personal guide through the supplement jungle. Your healthcare provider can also run tests to check for specific deficiencies. Maybe you think you need an iron supplement, but it turns out your vitamin D levels are the ones that need a boost. It's like going to a mechanic for a car problem. You might think you need new brakes, but it turns out it's just a loose belt. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Alex, I read online that this supplement boosts immunity. And I get it, the internet is full of information and misinformation. But here's the thing, what works for one person might not work for another. We're all unique snowflakes when it comes to our health needs. That's why professional advice is so crucial. Here's a personal anecdote. I once read about a miracle supplement online and started taking it without consulting my doctor. Long story short, it interacted with a medication I was on and left me feeling worse, not better. Lesson learned. Now I always check with my healthcare provider before adding any new supplements to my routine. Remember, your healthcare provider isn't just there for when you're sick. They can be an invaluable resource in your quest for better health and a stronger immune system. Think of them as your personal health detective, helping you uncover the best ways to support your unique body. So here's your challenge. If you're considering adding supplements to your routine, make an appointment with your healthcare provider. Have a chat about your health goals and concerns. It's like giving your immune system a personalized roadmap to success. And hey, if you want to learn more about the role of supplements in immune health, why not check out our blog at nutritionally.com? We've got some great articles that break down the science behind various supplements. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that when it comes to supplements and your immune system, professional advice is worth its weight in gold. Stay informed, stay healthy, and keep that immune system thriving. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and visit Nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.